The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Are you really okay with this?
Are you okay?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty f***ing far from okay.
Whoa. Are you okay with this? On the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Oh, yeah! Time Magazine's list of 100 most influential people of 2024. Hammer includes Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa.
That's what I said.
Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa's on tour with Shotgun.
Shotgun Kelly? I swear to God, this is the first time I've ever heard that name, Dua Lipa.
I know you've heard her song. Like, Allison, find Levitating by Dua Lipa, and then we'll play it for Nige here in just
that
a moment.
Was the Lisden coming out in me, was it? Yeah, includes a Dua Lipa, D-U-A-L-I-P-A. This next one isn't even
Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa.
Oh, it's Dua Lipa?
I thought it was Lipa.
Lipa? Okay, so 100 most influential people 2024. Includes Dua Lipa, Taraji Henson.
Okay.
Do you know who that is? I don't know who that is.
I do. She's an actress.
Patrick Mahomes, Mark Cuban, and Michael J. Fox. Are you okay with this?
No, I don't care about any of these people.
you don't care about Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa, or as the kids would say, Dua Lipa, yeah. Super hot. So she's got going for her. Do you have the song, Allison? I'm levitating
the Milky Way. Oh, yeah.
This song was huge.
My daughter knows every word of this song. And just because she listens, you know, to the kiddie station that plays those songs.
But no, I don't care about this. I'm not okay with this because I don't care what Time Magazine thinks is influential. Like in my life, the most influential person is the guy that owns Taco Bell. The most influential people in my life are the owners of Urban One that have not fired me yet.
There you go.
That's the most influential people on my list. I just don't care about any of these celebrities.
A poll of 2,000 people who recently got married found 20% had cold feet and thought about calling the whole thing off last minute. Are you okay with this?
I'm not okay with this because they just thought about it, and it sounds like they didn't pull the trigger and do it. And I've said this before. Now that I'm retired from the wedding DJ game, I can openly admit, unless it's been family that I've been DJing for or friends, when you've hired me to DJ your wedding, the ceremony and the reception, I was always hoping somebody would get left at the altar. I've never seen it in person.
What's wrong with you?
I was always rooting for somebody to be left or like a jilted lover to come back, like in Wayne's World, trying to stop the wedding because he still loves her. Like, that never happened. Everything was smooth sailing. But in the back of my mind, I was always rooting for that. Which brings us to great moments in wedding history.
All right.
This is... at Donald Trump's golf course, where they've got an event center, and the old man decided to pull a Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson and crash the wedding. USA!
USA! USA! USA! The bride is totally beautiful, and you're even more beautiful than I.
So let me ask you this, Nige.
Yes.
Would you be cool with a former president, even if you didn't like him, crashing your wedding? Let's say you and Lindsay are about to renew your vows, right? You've got family and friends gathered, and Joe Biden comes shuffling through.
No, I would not be okay with that. I'd have security escort him out.
Great moments in wedding history. Somebody was having their ceremony in the backyard, which... good. You know, a lot of people do that. Cuts down on costs. But the Karen across the street thought too many people were parked in the neighborhood, so she turned on her lawnmower during the ceremony.
Your loving and faithful husband, in plenty and in long.
ridiculous.
I've not heard that before in my life. That's hilarious.
Great moments in wedding history from the movie Old School, Luke Wilson's toast after he was toasted.
True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego, and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a guy. Magic show ready to double team your girlfriend, and it stops.
It stops right there, and it continues right here, because I think what my friend Mitch is trying to say is that true love is blind.
Vince Vaughn for the save. Great moments in wedding history.
Incredible movie. A restaurant in Italy is trying something cool. They'll give you a free bottle of wine if you give up your phone when you come in. No strings attached. The response from diners has been very positive. Are you okay with this?
Yes. I get a free bottle of wine if I just give them my phone while I have the meal? Yes. It requires people to actually talk to each other like we used to do back in the day.
I'm guilty of it too, though. I mean, we all are.
Sure. But
generally, when my family goes out, we put our phones away.
You know, the worst is like, because now my oldest, you know, even though he lives in the same neighborhood, he's moved out.
Yeah.
My youngest, he's got his big upstairs penthouse kind of thing.
Sure.
So we have family dinner night once in a while. Hey, everybody come downstairs. You know, the coupon lady's going to make a meal. We're going to get together. And I'll bring everybody's plates in, and everybody's on their phones.
On their phones.
On their phones. And you're right. I'm just as guilty of it. But, yeah. Like, unlike the Dave Chappelle comedy show where, you know, I'd feel a little uncomfortable not having my phone just in case something happened here. This is a smaller environment, and I'm getting a free bottle of wine. So I'm good with that.
Free booze always works.